The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis, the middlest.
Wow, and I'm Griffin McElroy. You okay, Trav?
I've watched the trailer at least six times. I lost count in there. It has over 11 million views.
We're wild for this fucking thing, and it's not just our people.
It could possibly be just our people watching it 10,000 times. Do we even need to say what it is? Like, what project we're talking about?
MVB. It's just MVB at this
MVB.
Point.
MVB. Yeah, no matter who wins, we lose.
Right.
That's my tagline for it. Whether man wins or beam wins, we win, actually. Because we're going to have a fucking great time watching this flick. By flick, I mean 10 episodes.
10 episodes of TV. Yeah. Do you mind if I just play the trailer in its entirety and I'll kind of describe visually what's happening?
This is good. Hey, I'm not plugged in on Twitter. It is impossible that there are people out there listening to this who are over this bit, right?
No, everyone is still deeply into it.
Okay, good.
I've seen this trailer roughly 180 times.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'll just walk you guys through it, and I'll pause where necessary, okay?
Okay.
All right. On all 14 okay, we see Bean is in court. Yeah. He's smashing glass. He's burning down buildings. And he's in a lot of trouble.
There was this bee.
Okay, so now we're rewinding to the beginning of it. He's a house sitter.
House Sitters Deluxe.
Now, Paul, could you... I need everybody to listen to this line delivery when he, I guess, is leaving like a voicemail for his daughter.
Okay.
It is the worst delivery of a line I have ever heard.
If you're
going to
be negative about this, we're not going to do it.
I don't want to do it.
We're not going to do it.
Hello, sweet pea. It's Dad here. I managed to get a job. It means that we can still go on holiday together.
Now, okay, there he's knocked over a statue because he's trying to swat a bee that is staring him dead in his fucking face.
And can we just address, like, pause. Can we just address that? I feel like the big spoiler has happened just in this trailer, and that we know that he is the first aggressor. He shoots across the bow first, and we're supposed to sympathize with this Bean Man? I don't think so.
I would posit we are not. There is one shot, a very close-up detailed HD shot of the bee very early on, in which I would say the bee is CGI'd very sympathetically.
Very cute,
I look at that face, and that's a face that's just like, hey, I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of Rowan. If I could get just like an autograph.
And then Rowan's like, I'm gonna fucking end you.
This part is not the most comfortable for me. I have my hand like on the soundboard and on the play button and everything. So if I could just go ahead and make through the next 50 seconds of this bit.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, now I do have to stop there because he has hit himself in the knee. He's hit himself in the knee.
With what?
With a crowbar trying to kill the bee. Now, I don't know how mad you have to be to hit yourself in the knee with a crowbar, but it's very mad.
If you're picking a bee-killing weapon, you don't need something that heavy. Bees aren't that big. It's
bees
good to go sort
big.
Of like wide and light, like a racket of some sort.
Right,
I would have to assume he's intoxicated in order to make the play of like, I'm just going to say, because even if he had struck the bee, he's still going to hit his knee underneath.
He's still going to hurt himself.
It's not like the bee moved and that caused the injury.
Yeah, the pain. Yeah. Right.
The bee would not have absorbed.
He might have just lived with the pain if it meant ending that bee.
Oh, I sure. See.
And like rubbing it so deeply into him that he becomes. All right, everybody shut up. He's trying to get the bee out. He's throwing a pill at the bee. There's a dog that's destroying stuff, and there's a pan on fire. And now he's now we do have to talk about the shower sequence.
Yes, we do.
We do have to talk about the shower sequence.
I was really hoping,
To
Christ in heaven that I would be able to watch this with my kids. But if I'm going to see Mr. Bean's fucking dick while I'm trying to watch him end a bug life, I don't think that that's something that I'm not ready for my kids to see. A British dick. Do you know what I mean? Or a dick of any stripe.
Or a convex ass.
Or his ass and asshole.
Sir Bean's convex ass.
And the way he reacts to the bee is like the bee is perving on him. Like all bees just want to see some dick.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's naked in there, and there's a pretty good chance that in the full show you're going to see some dick.
Yeah.
Hairy balls. Fine.
He's trying to kill with a racket now. He's using explosives. It looks like the bee died, but I can't imagine that's right. And the bee's flying up his pants and making him dance to a police officer. He's trying a plunger. That has not worked. Where are you? I'm going to make that a sound for my soundboard when he says, where are you?
Counterpoint, Justin. Plot hole. Small plot hole here. Hi, Travis. Plot hole. The plunger does work. He traps it underneath the plunger.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, releases it.
He can't finish it. He can't. All you would have to do is jab the plunger downward.
Or simply leave it. You can murder the bee through inaction. Once you've trapped the bee underneath the plunger, the air supply is limited.
It's not going to be able to eat the honey it needs to eat to live.
Fucking the absolute best if one episode was like he gets it under the plunger, right? And then episode, like, cut to black, credits. The next episode is him with the plunger over the bee in one shot, waiting for it to die.
And he begins to, like, converse with the bee, right? Like, you brought this on yourself, and, like, I don't want to. Listen, I'm going through some stuff. I lost my job, and I haven't been able to take my daughter on holiday for 6 years or whatever.
Check this, though. He lets the bee die. Through wasting away inside of the plunger. And then he's like, finally, I'm free. And he goes to leave the house, and the door's locked from the outside.
Oh, my God. It tunneled out.
No, Rowan Atkinson then dies.
Oh, he's trapped inside.
He's trapped
inside. There's a lot of air inside a house, though, and probably food, too.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it is time for some fan theories.
Fan theories. Yeah. This already has fans, you think?
My fan theory, I got two.
Okay.
Because I watched the trailer 6 times. One, there's no bee.
That's great.
We don't see anyone else, like, interact with the bee. Right? The bee is all in his head.
So he invented the bee?
Well,
I wouldn't say it was a conscious. Justin, it
wasn't a conscious choice. The way that is echoing makes it sound like he's just in your house, like a separate room.
Yeah, it does sound like you are being visited by famous British comic Rowan Atkinson.
He's hunting you.
Yeah, he's after me. I
would also posit this.
So the bee's not real.
This is
where we're at.
That's
Thank
fan
you.
Theory number one, right? This is a Moon Knight situation. He is the bee, and the bee is him, and all that stuff. But also, number two, right there at the beginning, right off the bat, we see in the trailer, the judge is like 14 counts of like vehicular, you know, misconduct or whatever, and like arson and all these things. And he's like, well, there was this bee. And I think, right, the way that traditional writing goes, we are to be like, he's got a convincer. What?
Now you're the expert.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I've seen movies and TV shows, is that he has to convince the judge that it's not his fault, it was the bee. But I'm sitting here, a citizen of the real world, thinking, even if the judge was like, okay, there was a bee, sure, you're still up on charges of 14 counts.
Yeah, they're not going to, like, found innocent because of...
Oh, there was a bee. Cool, cool, cool. I guess we'll let you off this arson charge.
That would be an amazing... If he's like, well, there was a bee. I mean, he's you can't find a man guilty because there was a bee.
The bee defense. Of course. Damn it.
It's fucked up that this is not interactive. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know how Netflix does that? I think it should be because it drives you crazy watching him do all this stuff in the trailer. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, that's not how I would do it. Do you know? Yeah. Like, I see him try to hit it with a crowbar, and it's like, that's not the weapon I would have chosen. Give me the option to control the bee.
Like a pillow. You hit a bee with a pillow would fuck it up.
Not kill it, but it would fuck it up.
No, but it would definitely damage its membranous wings.
Yeah.
How are we sort of balancing in our head the how much we want to watch Man versus Bee? Mm-hmm.
The most amount. That's the most amount. Nothing okay, that's the say.
Most.
Yeah.
That's the most. Versus.
Yeah.
B.
No, just Netflix's propensity for elevating some ungreat voices.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
How are we balancing this?
I'm going to torrent it.
Oh, my God. You think that there's going to be enough of a...
There's fucking 11 million views on the trailer,
shit,
Justin.
That's great. That's great. If our audience alone seeds this thing... Then it's going to spread. You can't stop the signal, fucking Ricky Gervais. Fucking ding dong.
I guess this is a good. I mean, we have actually been in the past. We've been in the room with Netflix a couple times to ask him if they wanted to give us large sums of money to make art.
They passed.
I think that they passed. So this is not punitive, but I do think that particular stream has run dry.
That's fine.
I can't imagine we're going to be in any more rooms with Netflix, which is fine because I'd give them a piece of my mind right now. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only 10 episodes of Man vs. Bee? That's the worst thing you've ever done.
Can I say?
As a platform, it's the worst.
Justin, I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things I assumed a trailer would reveal is the deep story twists and turns that a 10-episode series could play with, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I don't want to apples to oranges, but Moon Knight had 6 episodes, and there was a fuck ton of story in there, right? Mm-hmm. I'm watching this trailer, and I'm thinking, okay, so he hits his knee with a crowbar. Got it. He takes a shower. Okay, he drives his car bad. He knocks over a statue. Okay, he has a court case. Where's the... What's filling up these 10 episodes of plot?
Travis, I'm so glad you said it because I'll be damned if I can figure out how this is.
No,
I don't know.
I still cannot fathom that this is 10 episodes.
Even if you told me they were 10-minute long episodes, I still would be like, okay, but still.
I had a fun idea, and I don't know the legality of it, but I have also famously endorsed shoplifting in a major way, so this does feel kind of on brand for me. What if we opened up a single Netflix account?
Uh-huh.
Upon which one could stream Man vs. Bee, or I suppose any of the other programs on the Netflix channel.
I guess it depends on how restrictive you can get with parental controls.
I want my child, Jimmerfy, to only watch Man vs. Bee. Everything else is far too secular. So we have this one
Netflix.
I
did notice the deep religious undertones in the movie. Griffin,
we have this
you.
One Netflix account, and the three of us can share it just to watch Man vs. Bee. But also, we could give the login information out on the podcast so that anybody could watch Man vs. Bee whenever they want to.
We've got millions of views on the show, but here's the weird thing, guys.
Yeah.
They're all from one account.
Yeah.
God damn it.
What?
I know what we have to do, and it sucks. I feel like I'm at the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah.
And I'm asking the Lord to take it away from me. Like, don't make me do it, Dad. Don't make me do
Pops.
It. Don't make me get up on the cross. Pops, please don't make me do it.
What do we have
because
to
I
do?
Know what we, I know what we have to do, and I don't want to do it. And once I say it, I can't unsay it.
A shot-for-shot remake where it's
a shot-for-shot remake of the first episode of Man vs. Beast. Right?
Yeah.
It's a shot-for-shot suited remake of Man vs. Bee's first episode starring us, and we actually have to
It is so hard for the three of us to get together
yeah.
to create sort of licensed intellectual property things that will be in any way lucrative and at the very least won't lose us money in a court battle with Netflix.
And also, let's just use the word watchable.
Watchable. Yeah, yeah, and pleasurable, yeah, even.
I can't,
but we have to, right? We have to do it.
I can't
because
believe.
I'm worried about giving Netflix the, like, well, I kind of see how bad it is views. Well, don't worry. Have we got, we're the Mr. Pibb to their Dr. Pepper.
I feel like you guys aren't appreciating. You guys are not appreciating the unity, the great sense of unity that could come out of the world sharing one Netflix account just to watch Man vs. Bee. I feel like we jumped over that idea, and I thought it was a really, really good one.
No, no, no. That's extremely powerful. I'm saying that has to be step one, because you're not going to get anything out of our remake if you're not. You know, like, if you haven't seen the original,
we got to compare it. Yeah, we got to compare it. Now, let me add this, Griffin, just to sweeten the pot. One, everybody can use it, but you can only add one thing to the list. Just because I really want to see what, you know, a couple hundred.
No way. No way. Fuck that. Honor system. Honor system, gang. Only Man versus B. Honor system. I don't want to get in there and see if people are watching Too Hot to Handle season two.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, you're not watching anything else. But I want to see what the algorithms do with so many different people's adding one thing each to the list. And the algorithm's like, I don't know, man. Zumbos? Yes. You want to watch Zumbos?
We're going to have to pay for it with some sort of fucking, like, Best Buy gift card so we don't get our shit completely ripped off by
Hi, my name is Justin. I'm calling for some personal information you have stored about me.
But I think this idea's got legs until, of course, Amanda sends us a message on Slack immediately after hearing this, saying, like, you can't do that.
She won't even let us spend. Well, she probably will actually. Amanda doesn't exactly work the way, like, real bosses do. She'll probably force us to make the man.
This is true. This is true.
She's not the cop. She is that prevents us from doing things. She is the one that forces us to follow through on our dumb shit, like smoking an entire carton of cigarettes.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, you mention Go-Gurt in a show, and Amanda's like, okay, send the runner to go get 8 boxes of Go-Gurt or whatever.
They have to eat Go-Gurt on stage.
And that's why we hired her, really. We want the image. We basically, we're like 13-year-olds being babysat by a 14-year-old. There's the illusion of responsibility. But if an idea is good enough, the 14-year-old's like, I mean, yeah, we can go buy. Yeah, your friend has fireworks? I guess as long as you do it outside, right? That's what we're going for here. I'm loving this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm also okay with posting it to TikTok 30 seconds at a time.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good account.
Yeah.
That'd be hard to parse. And that popped up in your algo.
Well, what happens there, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, you can do that, and it just says, like, part, you know, 18 of 400, and then you just have to have occasionally, like, the TikTok voiceover bot pop in and be like, the man hates the bee. The man knocks
great.
Over the statue trying to kill the bee for some reason. I'm betting there's a lot of scenes with no dialogue in it. So I think we'll be cool
here. Sure. As long as we do the dialogue ourselves. And that is something that's a remake we could do.
We're going to need
a
bee costume early.
Yeah.
Or we could just make one out of, like, you know, pipe cleaners and, like, pom-poms, right? And it's, we just, or you know what? We'll save money. We'll do it on a tennis ball, right, and paint it green. And then we'll put the VFX in later, right,
once we get greenlit for season two. Or we take a tennis ball, we paint black stripes on it.
Oh,
that's a
go.
Bee now. That is now a bee.
I guess it does depend on how much, because we do have that one really emotive scene of the bee.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll have to see once we watch the first episode. Now, listen, I got to tell everyone at home, the turnaround time on this is not going to be fun.
No.
Right? It's going to take us probably, the first episode comes out in like 3 weeks. And so then it will be probably 2023 before we're able to release our
show.
We're going
to have to get it up within 24 hours.
Oh, I mean, boy. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's got to be a quick
if
turnaround.
We teamed up with every animator we've ever worked. How long are these fucking episodes?
16 hours. It's
wild. 16 hours. Where are you?
right. All right. All right. Shit. Okay. All right.
It's going to be tough. Now, but to be fair, Griffin, it's 30 minutes of episode and then 15 and a half hours of black with just the question, what do you think at the end?
Yeah.
So I think that will be easy to handle.
Yeah, it's just it's 14 hours of a link to sign up for DraftKings. place your bets on man or bee.
It is wild that they've decided to do each episode after the previous episode goes up and people vote for who they're rooting for, and then they'll shoot the next episode. I do appreciate that. That's a revolution in filmmaking.
It can't be... If I could change the subject, it can't be 10 episodes, right?
It can't be. There's
That's interesting.
No way.
It can't be. How?
You think, okay, so episode 10 can be like a reunion style, yeah, like Talking Dead, where and they sit down with the bee and with Bean.
I'm betting episode 6 is like one of those like clip show episodes where it's him like remembering, yeah, from the first 5 episodes of like the times he almost got the bee. It's like a friend comes over and goes, so wait, tell me again, what happened? And then we're just seeing, that's what happens at the end of season episode 5. Somebody's like, tell me what's been going on. So then the next 5 episodes are just a repeat of the first episodes with him occasionally narrating. So then I decided to...
It needs to be like Walking Dead is, where if you leave the room to go get popcorn, you come back and you're like, what the fuck is all this now?
Who's that guy?
Who's this guy with the bat? What's going on?
Why is he so angry? Where are the zombies?
Why is this guy angry? Why aren't there any zombies anymore?
Who's pregnant with what now?
Versus B versus Godzilla.
Now we're talking.
I've reached the B limit.
Okay, here it is. We have to respect it. It's the closest we've got to a safe word on this show. We got to respect it.
Were you about to talk more about Man vs. Bee after I just established
we do
boundaries?
Have to respect it.
I know, but I... Okay.
No, Travis.
You're right.
We're done. Let's play the outro.
Where are you?
We need another clip of him just saying, oh, there you are.
That is the most primal...
It's amazing!
Okay.
How is it 10 episodes long? How is that not the last? That has to be the last, like...
Okay, as long as Justin broke it, he has demonstrated he should not take a child on holiday. He is irresponsible. Yeah. He should not be allowed around other human beings, let alone...
Really okay. Hates the bee.
B limit.
My husband and I recently moved out of his grandmother's house where we've been living for the last 2 years.
Without her knowledge.
She's a bit of a pack rat, so during our time... We worked on cleaning out her basement. A few months ago, she mentioned trying to find some plastic wine glasses with grapes on them.
Whoops.
That used to be in her basement. The problem is we definitely threw those wine glasses out while we were cleaning. She has since mentioned these glasses at least 5 times and said she wants to give them to us for use by our new pool. Brothers, what do we do? Do we fess up to having tossed the glasses? Every time she asks about them, we say, don't remember seeing them. Maybe they're in the attic? She searched the basement multiple times looking for them. Help us, brothers. That's from spring cleaning in South Jersey.
How old is she?
She's looking around the basement looking for the glasses like...
Where are you?
Jesus Christ. We're going to get a lot of mileage out of that one, huh?
How old is grandma? It might not be a problem for long.
Travis Patrick McElroy.
What?
You can't.
What?
We don't talk like that. We don't talk like that.
Could you come up with, the problem is it's plastic, but if you could come up with an undeniable reason for why, like, oh, they were covered in mold, right? That's always like, and that's not going to work because it's plastic, right? But if you can come up with a reason of like, oh yeah, I saw those, they're cursed or whatever. Like, I don't know what works with plastic.
You can't. The problem is I was on board with you, Trav, and trying to have a little bit of harmless fun until I read the line, she searched the basement multiple times.
Oh yeah, no, it's too late now.
It's too late now to do anything where you have had any knowledge that you did not share with your old grandmother.
Correct.
Because it's mean.
Yeah.
It's mean now to not share, to reveal it later would be too cruel.
Especially since it's a very specific ask. Like,
yeah,
plastic wine glasses with grapes on them. That's not like, oh, the plastic wine glasses with grapes on. You can't do the fake realization later. That was so specific. Now, if anyone at home ever runs into this again, it's too late for them. But say they were broken and you threw them away, or that you broke them and threw them away, because the thing being broken, that's accidental. And they're going to be upset about it, but they're going to be upset that it happened. But if you're like, oh, I looked at those perfectly good plastic wine glasses with grapes on them, and I said, this is garbage now.
Yeah.
That's a choice you made.
Can I hit you all with another idea?
Okay.
She comes to you. She says, where's those wine glasses with grapes on them? It was going to be a very special gift. It was a special gift for me, and I want to make it a special gift for you for the pool times. And you look down, and you look really guilty and say nothing. And then Grandma's going to be like, you need to tell me now what has happened. And you just look up and you say, we Antiques Roadshowed it. And she'll be like, you did what? And be like, I took it on Antiques Roadshow because I thought it'd be worth a lot of money. And they took it, and I sold it, and they only do $5. And then you give your grandma $5.
Now, Griffin, have you watched the Antiques Roadshow? Because that's not how that works. You don't hand it to them, and they say, okay, let me see what I can get for it. I'll be right back.
No, they do. They're like, this is worthless, but I do want them, so I'll give you $5 for it right now, yeah. And you walk away.
One half of the convention center that's for the shit, and the other half for people looking to buy shit. And they're like, okay, hold on 1 second. What's this? It's a tiny porcelain unicorn? 1 second. Okay, I got a tiny porcelain unicorn here. What do you guys give it for me? You give me $15? Great. Hey, it's worth $15.
It's worth whatever someone's willing to pay for. I thought you were going to go with, oh, Grandma, bad news. I sold the pool to buy you these new glasses.
But then you don't have the glasses.
I sold the glasses to buy the pool. No, I sold the glasses so we could have enough money to move out. Right there, that deck you're standing on, that's the glasses.
That's the glasses.
Door you opened, that's the glasses. The couch, that's the glasses. It's everywhere.
Just search up, you know. If you go, I'm looking right now on Etsy at 4 plastic wine glasses with grape detail.
How much?
They're $40, and that's probably, I mean, that's not great, but you fucked up.
That's the penalty.
You fucked up. You've been living there rent-free. I'm not saying you try to replace them. I'm saying you say, I think it's very sad you can't find these glasses that you want. Mm-hmm. Not a lie. Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
Yeah.
You know, to try to cheer you up, we bought some new ones to replace them.
Yes.
Oh, damn. But she's going to give them to you.
Okay.
So that doesn't even make sense what I just said.
Here, let me try this. Hey, I really appreciate the thoughtfulness and looking for the glasses, but the time spent looking for those glasses could be time we're spending together. And that's way more worthwhile to me.
You need to let the glasses go.
Thank you so much, Grandma, for working on the glasses. But you know what? I'd rather just spend that time with you while we have it left. Because, Grandma, you're getting older.
Travis.
Okay.
No, wait. Yeah. Sorry.
No, she doesn't need that stress. She doesn't need the stress.
Hey, can we hail the wizard?
Like a cab?
Okay.
Starting it.
This is a cool one. It was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Back in the fucking game, Adrian. Whoa. Welcome back.
Adrian Cowles. Well, I haven't heard their name in 57 years.
Adrian Cowles been dead long on 40 years.
You haven't been around the Cowles place, have you?
I wouldn't say that about a listener of our show.
Still wearing that same Letterman's jacket.
Okay.
By the side of the road, you say? No.
When the moon, she was full, eh?
No, I wouldn't stop for nothing.
All right, so
out there on that lonely stretch of road out behind the podcast, no one ever goes back there.
Can we?
It's an old saloon where we make the podcast.
Can we be serious now?
Sure.
That's my favorite line from the movie Sully, starring Tom Hanks.
Hey, and can we stop farting around, man? You hate those birds, and I gotta fix it.
I quote it all the time.
What's your favorite Sully quote?
The one where he's like,
"What's your favorite Sully quote?"
They're like doing the trial for Sully. This movie beats ass. And then they're like, and so you should have known you could have made it to the runway. And they give him a real hard time. And the whole time, Sully's just sitting there like, And then after they finish giving him a shit time, he looks up and he's like, can we be serious now? And it's like, oh, you took my breath away, Tom Hanks, Sully Hanks.
For a second, I thought you were going to say that the quote was, this movie beats ass. And just in the middle of Sully, Tom Hanks breaks character, looks at the camera, and is just like, this movie beats
Brace
ass.
Brace your asses. I'm about to drop a dope one.
This is a dual engine loss at 2,800 feet, followed by immediate water landing with 155 souls on board.
Yeah. You this can't prepare
No one's ever
for
trained
that.
For an incident can't like that. No that. One.
So dope. Anyway,
155 souls.
Yeah. Okay. So that's my favorite.
I can do it with 156.
And here is a question, or a WikiHow sent by Adrian Cowles. Thank you. It is how to build a memory palace.
Thank you.
He really does say, can we get serious now?
Yeah, I know.
How many times have you seen Sully?
It's amazing.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Podcast over.
Movie.
Sorry, guys. I'm busy.
Travis, 155 souls.
No one's ever prepared for anything like that.
No one's ever tried for anything
155 souls, like 30 geese.
I saw him get a shuttle back to Earth. I don't care about a plane.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
It's just a man. He's just a man doing his job. Sully.
Yeah, people do their jobs all the time.
I'm gonna tell Griffin and David you haven't seen Sully, and they're gonna fucking flip out.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen that they like.
Yeah, but this one's Sully.
This is Sully. It's a big one.
How many Sullys have you not seen?
I'm unsullied.
Travis, can we be serious now?
Yes.
Okay. One of the most useful memory aids was created thousands of years ago by the ancient Greeks, and the Memory Palace. And the Memory Palace, a place in your mind where you can store information that you need to remember, is still relevant today. It's used not only by world record holding memory champions, but also by famous detective Sherlock Holmes. With a little planning
and Patrick Jane on the Mentalist, by the way.
Thank you. Finally getting our vitamin M. It's so rare
that I can bring up the Mentalist for a reason and not just that.
I knew you had been watching it to make great references to it.
I'm halfway through season 5, guys. It fucking kicks ass.
With a little planning and practice, you can build a memory palace too. So
Justin has a memory palace.
Do you juice?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Hey, don't be humble, man. This is a skill that you have.
I want to hear about it. What kind of? Okay, why don't we go through the steps and you tell me like how you did your little sick fucking twisted spin on it? Okay. So method one, planning your palace. Choose a place that can be easily visualized as the blueprint for your palace. A memory palace must be a place or route that you are incredibly familiar with, like your childhood home or even your daily commute to work. It can be as small as your closet or as large as your entire neighborhood. The important thing is that you're able to visualize the place in your head without actually seeing it in real life. What'd you go with, Juice?
I did the Marshall University Theater because I spent so much time there in college and growing up that I thought that it would be a good.
That's cool.
That's good. That's cool. J-Man, you can be serious. Can we be serious now?
You can be serious
now. Travis, don't you fucking come here and quote.
Well, yeah, now you haven't I've seen it. Sully. No,
here's
you
the problem, guys.
That.
It's like, I already know what happened. So like, spoilers.
Yeah.
I would say kind of spoiled Sully for me.
Using this metric, a place I can easily visualize that I'm like incredibly familiar. I would have to say the gym, like the weights, lifting area of the gym.
See,
like
for me, I think it's probably
okay.
Gonna be,
you don't let me finish.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
I'm just saying the grit of the bar.
Yeah, the gym. Yeah, the okay.
The sweat,
weight on your fingers.
The sweat on the leather.
Yeah.
I can put a lot of memories into that.
Yeah. Mine's going to be probably the Jimmy John's I worked at 6 months. Probably like just the condiment bar, just the topping bar.
Yeah.
Right. So now to be fair, I never made a single sandwich in the entire 6 months I was there.
Yeah.
Because I just kept saying, I don't know how to do it. And they would say like, well, there's no time to train you. So go work the register.
What's this in the lettuce? It's all the state capitals.
Right.
Excellent.
Right, right,
excellent.
Right.
Let me get a sandwich with all the state capitals and the lyrics to every Bruno Mars song. Thank you. Delicious. Walk through your palace to define a route. Decide how you'll travel through the palace in your mind rather than just picturing a fixed place. For example, instead of just imagining your house, imagine how you'd walk through it. Do you enter through the front door? What hallway do you walk down? Begin to practice your route now. We'll make it easier to memorize later on, too. Okay.
I'm going
between all the different weight benches, the turbo flex, the super flex. There's not a lot of great ways to name.
I'm not going
to
use a Bowflex?
No, they don't do those anymore. Not after the accident. At the gym I go to, little boy came in, tried to do the Bowflex, but then it shot him through the ceiling.
Like
a beautiful arrow.
Can I tell you the catch-22, the problem here, the irony?
Yeah.
I want to create a memory palace, but I can't remember any location well enough to do it.
Well, can you do a place you kind of remember to create a better memory for your prime location? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe if like I do a small location, like a bathroom, right? My favorite bathroom.
Yes.
The one that I choose to use whenever possible. And that is the memory palace for creating my memory palace.
Just a timeshare for your main place.
Yeah.
That can be cool.
I used the theater department to remember all Shakespeare's plays. And you'd be shocked at how rarely that skill is really that useful.
Can you name them now? Just use that skill now.
So I would
close your eyes.
Walking in,
close your eyes. Go in the front door.
You know, when you walk in on the
dock.
The loading dock. Yeah.
The loading dock, right?
The actor's entrance, the crew entrance, yes.
They go through the crew entrance, and there's two guys that are holding up flags greeting you as you go up the ramp. Uh-huh. Those are the two gentlemen from Verona.
Okay.
Because the flags have these.
Okay.
And then you go up, and you're scared when you're on the ramp because there's a little mouse there.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh. And
that's Mouse Hunt.
That's Taming the Shrew.
Oh, Taming the Shrew. So it's a little mouse there, not a shrew? Okay, go on. Now, and then that also only works for you because you're afraid of mice and such. I'd see that mouse and be like, what a great day.
Oh, Mouse Hunt was fun.
And then there's three of Griffin's sons there greeting
you. That's my three
sons. And they each have a six on their shirt because that's Henry the Sixth, part two, three, one.
This isn't as funny as I thought it would be.
And then who's that greeting you on the deck? It's Titus Burgess. He's welcoming me in.
Huh. That one doesn't feel specific to the theater department because I don't think Titus Burgess ever spent time.
It doesn't have to be specific to the theater department. Yeah, so okay. Like you open the door and there's Al Pacino playing Richard the Third, and he's behind that.
So
door,
I'm right? gonna here's me walking up the ramp to your theater department. And I look at the dock, the loading dock here, entrance, and there's just like 30 dudes.
Yeah.
And some are holding flags, and some look like my children. Titus Burgess is there, which is exciting. But there's just like a bunch of dudes here. And you look at that and be like, ah, yes, all my favorite Shakespeare guys.
Here, Justin, can I make a small addendum that I think might make this easier?
It might be way too late to adjust Justin's college.
Well, you walk into
palace.
The building, right? And there's a guy holding 38 books. And each of the books is one of Shakespeare's plays. And you can read the title on the spine.
That's
what do people think of that?
Yeah, that might be easier to do.
That's a good idea.
Juice, you haven't, I imagine, used this information in a while, and maybe you haven't visited the Memory Palace. Is it all covered in cobwebs and skeletons now?
Did somebody else move in, and they're like, oh, sorry, I thought you'd left.
Like, I know, sometimes it does get a little sticky because I know Titus Burgess is in there somewhere, yeah. But sometimes I can't immediately find him. I'm like,
where are you?
And I...
Hey, guys, did we forget to go to the money zone? How far past?
Oh, shit. Griffin, I'm sorry. Memory Palace. We got to keep
it. Yeah, right. identify specific.
We had advertorial content. Are you kidding?
This is a paid episode.
I don't think us promoting... ripping off Netflix en masse on such a grand scale could be considered
advertorial. Hey, guys, it's Jesse Thorne here. We did have a couple complaints from advertisers, specifically Netflix. Let me see here.
Who has not advertised with us. They called just to say they never, ever would in a million years.
Okay, so identify specific locations in the palace to store your information. Think about exactly what you're going to be putting in your memory palace, whether it's a number, name, or important dates you need to remember for an exam. You'll store some arcade games. Why would you ever need that?
Well, I'm imagining it. I've always wanted arcade games in my house.
Okay. You'll store each piece of data in a separate location, so you need to identify as many locations as you have data. Each storage spot needs to be unique so that you don't accidentally mistake one spot for another. Justin, I can't tell if this is an extended bit or not, you having a memory palace.
It's real.
No, it's not a bit.
So
it's
did
real.
You, is this
Travis brought it up? That would be a wild,
yeah. That's
just
I guess
cold shot.
So do you like walk into that? You turn to the right as you walk into the theater department. There's that little kitchen green room chill spot. You open up the silverware drawer, and then there's I can't think of a single.
There's a big plate of ham.
When you go into the green room,
yeah.
There's a bunch of people falling all over themselves and like spilling things, and it's just a huge mess.
Comedy of errors.
Thank you. And then I shut the door right away because it's like, whoa,
too silly.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you eat a big piece of ham, right? And that's Macbeth.
This article was a lot sillier to me before I knew that it was a thing Justin actually did.
Now you feel bad.
I mean, this is what's hard is this is a technique.
This is a real thing.
What you have stumbled on is the first, might I say, useful Wizard of the Cloud. Useful in so much as it is useful to remember all the plays that William Shakespeare wrote.
Or state capitals, I assume. I haven't done that, right? But like, imagine if I had.
That one's easy. You just imagine yourself walking onto America in Maine.
Yeah.
And then you just go kind of zigzag around.
Start up there. Cool. And I'm like, okay, Maine, that's, and then I would say whatever it is.
But you have to explore your contiguous United States memory palace in real time. So people will be like, so what's the capital of Vermont? You'd be like, fucking hold on.
Montpelier?
There's a, well, hold on. I got to get on a train. It's going to take me like 3.5 hours to tell you what the capital of Vermont is. Ask me again tomorrow. Practice vision.
I'll have 3 or 4 of them by then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't want to do the rest of this, I don't think.
Let's go to the money zone. You got a food.
Okay.
You look at it.
Yummy.
But wait, before you ate it, did you look and say, whoa, this is a little bit imperfect?
I would never say that. Not out loud.
Then you look at the hand holding it and you see some small lines of age.
And you're the food.
And a stray hairs. And then it's like, you know what? Maybe I'm imperfect too. You know what I mean? Like, aren't we all imperfect and shouldn't we be seeking that out?
Not me.
Was one of us. You want to reduce food waste? You want to save time on grocery shopping and eat more fresh and delicious food? Imperfect Foods is a grocery delivery service, and they'll bring you a whole line of sustainable groceries that embrace the natural imperfections in food. They may be a little less than beautiful, but they are no less delicious. Crunchy, if they're supposed to be, you know. Or sweet, if they're supposed to be.
What if that's the imperfection? What if it's like, this apple tastes like a fucking cucumber? Enjoy.
Weird. Visit imperfectfoods.com to see if they deliver it in your area. And they have this interesting delivery model where they deliver weekly by neighborhood, which reduces emissions 25 to 75% versus individual trips to the grocery store, which I think is pretty cool.
I'm going to say that the food that you get from Imperfect Foods tastes so good, it will increase your emissions, if you know what I'm saying.
Gross. Wait. You can personalize your weekly grocery order with the produce, as we mentioned, but they also got pantry staples, yummy snacks. They have a croissant bread that is like out of this world. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first 4 orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code MYBROTHER. Again, 20% off your first 4 orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code when you use promo code MYBROTHER. Join the movement at imperfectfoods.com and use code MYBROTHER.
Do you guys ever think about, like, in the grand scheme of things, if there's a multiverse and every decision and action we've ever taken branches into, you know, different possibilities, that somewhere that there is like a perfect version of yourself? And maybe it's not that you've made every decision perfectly, but rather that the decisions you've made and the choices you've made have led to what is the ideal version of yourself. And then you think, I think that's me. I think I've done it. Well, whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world, which is really exciting. It's always better.
What did the first thing have to do with this? What did the first thing have to do with
this? Oh, it's not connected at all. It's just a thought that I had in my brain about myself that I really wanted to share. Because Justin mentioned being imperfect. I don't think I am. So Babbel is great because it's like, you know, we all need to be able to like try out new things. And, you know, the world is getting bigger and bigger every day. Right. But also smaller and
the
smaller.
The core of the planet is swelling with mood slime.
I mean, that is how, you know, the ever expanding universe works. We are getting bigger in real time. But also we're all connecting more and more, making the world smaller and smaller. And isn't it nice to be able to talk to people in their language as well as in your language? Well, you can do that with Babbel, my friends. Right. Because Babbel's 15-minute language lessons make it perfect for a new way to learn a new language on the go. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps to improve your pronunciation and accent. Right now, you can save up to 60% off. That's like over half, you guys. Right? When you get your subscription, going to babbel.com/mybrother. That's BABBEL.com/mybrother for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Hi, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin.
And the three of us host The Flophouse. It's a podcast where we watch a new bad movie and then we talk about it.
Dan, you say it's hosted by the three of us. We've had a lot of great guest co-hosts like Gillian Flynn, Jamel Bowie, John Hodgman, Jessica Williams, Wyatt Cenac, Joe Bob Briggs, Josh Gondelman, Roman Mars.
Yeah, and you said new movies, but what about the time we did Meatballs 2?
Okay. Yeah, sometimes we do older movies and sometimes we have guests, but mostly it's about us talking about like recent bad movies.
And don't forget about the ones where I made you do a role-playing game where you played cartoon dogs.
All right, yeah.
Shouldn't a promo be a really simple explanation about what our show's about? So what's the show about, Dan?
What's it about?
What's it about?
It's about friendship, all right? It's about our friendship and how we love each other.
The Flophouse. It's a podcast mostly about bad movies on Maximum Fun.
Do you sometimes wonder whatever happened to the kids at your school who really loved Star Trek?
You might remember a kid like me, the one who read the Star Trek novels and built starship models. I also took music classes to avoid taking gym classes that required showering after, but I don't see what that really has to do with—
Or a kid like me. I introduced myself to kids at my summer camp one year as Wesley. But when the school year started and some of those kids were in my new class, I actually had to explain to my friends that I had tried to take on the identity of my favorite Star Trek character. The shame haunts me to this day.
I'm sure some of those Star Trek fans from your childhood grew up to have interesting and productive lives, but we ended up being podcasters.
On The Greatest Discovery, you'll hear what happens to two lifelong Star Trek fans who didn't grow up to be great people, but just grew up to be people who love jokes as much as they love Trek.
So listen to our new episodes every week on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jiggy 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 jiggy. There's no time to
waste. Okay.
Jiggy 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 jiggy. Sorry. Jiggy 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 jiggy. I want a munch. I want a munch.
God.
Bieber.
Yes.
What?
He's back. Bieber's back.
Where'd he go?
Bieber's back in a big way with a new Tim Hortons collab.
I thought there was still a Tim Hortons Bieber collab going on.
It's back, baby.
It was a limited time offer. Tim Biebs are gone. They're a thing of the past. You know how you've been missing them and can't find them lately? Well, that's because they're gone.
When did they go away? I feel like we just talked about it like 3 weeks ago.
The first part of the Tim's X Justin Bieber collab was focused on Justin putting his own spin on his favorite treats at Tim Hortons, bite-sized Timbits donuts. For the second collab, Justin and Tim's decided to develop a new twist on what the iconic brand is best known for, brewing the perfect cup of coffee.
Can I tell you guys something? Starting to suspect, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theory person here, but I'm starting to suspect that this is actually not born out of a shared love and respect between Justin Bieber and Tim Hortons, but rather is some kind of money-making scheme.
You sound, can I say, yeah. Travis, and I'm going to try to put this kindly, you sound so fucking stupid.
You don't,
right
you
now.
Haven't even heard what he's done.
I know, but like,
you are shitting on it.
I'm just saying that it's possible money changed hands.
Okay, I'm going to take you, Travis, into the process.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Open my, please. I would love to be proven wrong.
In product brainstorms,
that's
what you do when you're working with the Tim's team. Justin shared that he prefers his coffee on ice. Which led to working on a new flavor of Tim Hortons cold brew.
Wow.
Also inspired by a slight sweet tooth and his love for hints of
nothing
delicious
crazy,
flavoring.
Nothing
his,
crazy.
Yeah,
slight sweet tooth and his love for hints of delicious vanilla flavoring in his
coffee. This is very specific. I mean, I'll give you this.
It's very specific. Don't put too much vanilla on fucking
No, I just want to, I want it to feel like the coffee walked by a vanilla factory.
I have always liked vanilla. We couldn't stop at Tim Biebs. We needed a Biebs brew too. This is my Biebs voice, by the way. We couldn't stop at Tim Biebs. We needed a Biebs brew, too. And we're bringing both to Tim's next month.
What? Both?
This is a long
way. Doing a Tim Hortons collab has always been a dream of mine. Now, I do have to say, you said that last time, and that dream has been realized. Maybe leave a little dream fruit on the tree for the rest of the
Justin,
Biebs.
Here's the problem, right? He got that, and he was like, why don't I feel anything inside? Maybe it's because I need more collab. I would say fucking Tim. Watch the throne. I think Biebs is like slowly taking over from the inside. This whole Tim Biebs thing is a fucking Trojan horse. Yes. And eventually he's going to be like, for my next collab, we're changing it to Beeb Hortons or whatever. And then pretty soon it's just called
Biebers.
This
is just like Shaq. Yeah. Shaq is Papa John's.
Yes.
Man, I would, pretty soon excited. Justin Bieber is going to plant a phone call where Tim Hortons said the N-word.
I don't think this is
You remember when Shaq ran a disinformation campaign against Papa John? What are you on about? You absolute maniac. You can't impugn the character of Shaq while unimpugning the character of Papa John.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
No,
have you seen?
Not.
Have you seen his giant eagle statue of the Eagles committing
How
coitus
could someone
in midair?
With a giant eagle statue be a racist man?
I can't believe Shaq did that. He didn't do it. I want to be clear. All three Tim Biebs flavors, chocolate white fudge, sour cream, chocolate chip, and birthday cake. You know them already. You don't need me to do that. Birthday cake waffle.
You've got them tattooed on your arm. We get it.
They're all returning to Tim's restaurants in Canada and the United States along with Biebs Brew on June 6th.
Hell yeah.
You can get it, if you're in the U.S., guests can get a $5 Biebs bundle.
Okay.
Which is a large Biebs brew and a Tim pack of Tim Biebs for $5. This has gotten a little dystopian.
They could have been more. Right? There could have been more Biebs in there.
Like you're filling up your car and it's like, I'm going to need 10 gallons of Biebs juice for my
Is
car,
that
Biebs
or unbeebed?
You want it unbeebed? Is that unbeebed?
You want it unbeebed or unbeebed? You
Did he put some Biebs into the radiator too? Wait, sorry. I'm so fucking confused.
Do you want?
We have Biebium, but it's going to run you a few bucks more.
Unleaded or Biebsel?
Are we talking Biebs bucks or cryptocurrency? Those are the only two things left.
He doesn't have an NFT.
Yeah,
he just has the USD is replaced
by
Yeah,
that's the only
USB.
Thing we have left.
Okay.
It's the year 2020 Biebs.
They have merchandise, and I need all of it. There's a beanie, a fanny pack, a tote bag that were developed in collaboration with Justin, which means they held up a picture of it, and he
Good.
Said, yeah, fine.
No, he tested. Good. He took that tote bag to the farmer's market, and he's like, this isn't holding all my rutabagas. Yeah. I said 18 rutabagas, Tim.
When guests buy any Tim's X Justin Bieber merch, they get 50% off a second item. How's your markup doing? It seems pretty good.
No, they're doing it at a loss,
nice
man.
Nice margins.
Biebs is paying out of pocket.
Tim Biebs was a huge success, truly beyond all our expectations. And what makes it so great was the authenticity of the partnership, Travis.
Okay.
That's according to Hope Baghazi, the chief marketing officer for Tim Hortons. Even before the Tim Biebs collaboration, which they're still sounding very defensive about this.
Yeah.
Justin had often shared with his fans how he'd grown up on Tim Hortons and was obsessed with the brand.
That does explain his hit song, I Love Tiny Donuts.
His commitment to working with us to develop a natural and authentic twist on the Tim's experience is what made Tim Biebs a hit. And we know guests are going to love Biebs Brew and his take on Tim's cold brew. Now, Travis, you're about to be even more embarrassed.
That's not possible,
right,
Justin.
Now because I'm going to play for you the commercial for Biebs Brew, where Biebs is the last one in the office just staring at a tank of cold brew.
Oh, Pam?
Justin, what are you still doing here?
Job's not done yet.
What do you mean your job's not done yet?
I haven't tried the final product.
Oh, no, that takes 16 hours for it to steep before it's ready, so we can just, you know, call you back in 15 hours.
Yeah, not a chance I let someone put their lips on the Biebs brew before this guy. I'm a stan.
Okay.
He's putting a neck pillow on.
Good night, Justin.
Don't forget to lock up.
Okay.
Dream about Timmy's.
I will.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
I'm glad you said it first.
Okay. Night.
Man, he really loves his Tim's.
Try my French vanilla Biebs brew for a limited time, only at Tim's. It's worth the wait.
The fact that they added fact they added that postscript is an act of cowardice.
Yeah,
if they were,
just
if they
left
were,
it there.
A truly brave marketing campaign would have ended it with him saying "I love you" to this woman, and then just cut to black. And it's up to you to figure out what's going on.
What do you think?
Can I also just say, bold to be like, oh, we're in an office. What's like a name of a woman who would be in an office? Pam. Great. Nailed it.
Pam was the one from the last commercial, Travis. It's a recurring character. We're invested in their relationship. I ship these two. Pam Beebs.
Okay. Pam okay. Beebs. Small rewrite, though. How great would the commercial have been if he had been like, I love you. And she'd be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong
What are you,
with
you talking about? Are you okay?
How's your power imbalance doing, Justin?
I don't know what's happening anymore. Shouldn't you, like, be in a studio or, like, going on tour? Like, what are you doing here? I can't go home. I can't go home, Pam.
This does seem like how these things begin, where it's like, yeah, we did a couple of collaborations, and then all I cared about was doing good at donuts, and now I don't do music anymore. So that's what happened to Kenny Rogers with Roasters. Yep. So that's what's happening to me. And here we are. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. I sure had fun with y'all. We're in the month of Man versus B, so we're closer than ever. Hang in there. Hang in there.
We got so much stuff in our fucking merch store. You're gonna puke when you see
Count Donut Pin.
Got a Count Donut Pin that was designed by Kevin Budnick. That is so choice. We got a Taz sticker sheet that's in the same style as the temporary tattoo sheet. Already in the shop. You can't tattoo, you know, your laptop, but you can put a sticker on it. Those are made by Lynn Doyle. Thanks, Lynn. And 10% of all the merch proceeds this month goes to Fairness WV. That stands for West Virginia. It's the statewide civil rights advocacy organization dedicated to fair treatment and civil rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender West Virginians.
It's a legitimately good group that has done legitimately a lot of really good stuff. So,
well, I'd like to assume that of all the people we've supported, Justin.
No. But this one's really
good. Okay. Get all that stuff at MacRoyMerch.com. Go check it out now. Also, pre-orders for The Adventure Zone 11th Hour are now open. It's going to come out February 21st. 2023. You can go to theadventurezonecomic.com to pre-order now. And as long as you're ordering things, why not go to bit.ly/McElroy tours to get your tickets for our 20 Rendezvous Fantasy Takes Flight tour. Tickets for all show available now. Our next one coming up not too long now, folks. We're going to be in Boston June 17th, that's an Adventure Zone show. We're also going to be doing a My Brother, My Brother and Me in Boston on June 18th. Then we're heading down to Foxwoods June 19th for My Brother, My Brother and Me, and maybe some slot action. We're also going to be in Salt Lake City, Portland, San Diego, Washington, Detroit, and Cincinnati. So get all those tickets, mask, and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required. I also just wanted to say I went and did a Phoenix Fan Fusion, when this comes out, a week ago? And I just want to say thank you to everybody who stopped by. It was great seeing you. Phoenix, I did not care for, the 104-degree temperatures. That's obscene. But I was glad to see everybody there.
I'm sure they've never gotten that before.
It was so hot, guys. And somebody had the audacity to say to me, well, be glad you're here before it gets hot.
Well, they're...
How dare
they
you?
Just have they're different. They have
They're built different. They're built different.
They're built different.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Check that totally out and have a good time with your friends to it. Just roll down the windows of the car and put your arms and legs out the windows and drive super fast while you listen to it.
Griff, I'm going to need you to take me out with a celebrity impression of Justin Bieber. Listen. Justin Bieber trying a cold brew that he does not approve of and they have
Too
to
sweet.
Start over.
Okay. I'll use my coffee here to...
Sacre bleu!
My name is Justin.
I'm Travis. That's how he really does. Watch the documentary.
Yeah.
It's been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.